Chapter 1. Penarby Mine. Penarby shaft is dark and steep, 8 foot wide, 800 deep. Stout the bucket and tough the cord, strong as the arm of Winchman Ford. Never look down. Stick to the line. Apostrophe apostrophe that was the saying at Penarby Mine. A stranger came to Penarby shaft. Lord, to see how the miners laughed. White in the collar and stiff in the hat, with his patent boots and his silk cravat, picking his way, dainty and fine, stepping on tiptoe to Penarby Mine. Touring from London, so he said. Was it copper they dug for, or gold? Or lead? Where did they find it? How did it come? If he tried with a shovel might he get some? Stooping so much was bad for the spine, and wasn't it warmish in Penarby Mine? 'Twas like two worlds that met that day, the world of work and the world of play, and the grimy lads from the reeking shaft nudged each other and grinned and chaffed. Got 'em all out. Apostrophe apostrophe a cousin of mine. Apostrophe apostrophe so ran the banter at Penarby Mine. And Carnbury Bob, the Penarby wit, told him the facts about the pit. How they bored the shaft till the brimstone smell warned them off from tapping. Well, he wouldn't say what, but they took it as sign to dig no deeper in Penarby Mine. Then leaning over and peering in, he was pointing out what he said was tin in the 10-foot load, a crash, a jar, a grasping hand and a splintered bar. Gone in his strength, with the lips that laughed, oh, the pale faces round Penarby shaft. Far down on a narrow ledge, they saw him cling to the crumbling edge. Wait for the bucket. Hi, man. Stay. That rope ain't safe. It's worn away. He's taking his chance. Slack out the line. Sweet Lord be with him. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Penarby Mine. He's got him. He has him. Pull with a will. Thank God. He's over and breathing still. And he, Lord sakes now. What's that? Well, blowed if it ain't our London swell. Your heart is right if your coat is fine. Give us your hand. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Penarby Mine. A rover chanty. A trader sailed from Stepney Town. Wake her up. Shake her up. Try her with the mainsail. A trader sailed from Stepney Town with a keg full of gold and a velvet gown. Oh, the bully rover Jack, waiting with his yard aback out upon the lowland sea. The trader he had a daughter fair. Wake her up. Shake her up. Try her with the foresail. The trader he had a daughter fair, as he had gold in her ears, and gold in her hair. All for bully rover Jack, waiting with his yard aback, out upon the lowland sea. Alas the day, oh daughter mine. Apostrophe apostrophe shake her up. Wake her up. Try her with the topsail. Alas the day, oh daughter mine. Yon red red flag is a fearsome sign. Apostrophe apostrophe ho, the bully rover Jack, reaching on the weather tack, out upon the lowland sea. A fearsome flag. Apostrophe apostrophe the maiden cried, wake her up. Shake her up. Try her with the jibsail. A fearsome flag. Apostrophe apostrophe the maiden cried, but comelier men I never have spied. Apostrophe apostrophe ho, the bully rover Jack, reaching on the weather tack, out upon the lowland sea. There's a wooden path that the rovers know. Wake her up. Shake her up. Try her with the headsails. There's a wooden path that the rovers know, where none come back, though many must go. Ho, the bully rover Jack, lying with his yard aback, out upon the lowland sea. Where is the traitor of Stepney Town? Wake her up. Shake her up. Every stick a-bending. Where is the traitor of Stepney Town? There's gold on the capstan, and blood on the gown. Ho for bully rover Jack, waiting with his yard aback, out upon the lowland sea. Where is the maiden who knelt at his side? Wake her up. Shake her up. Every stitch a-drawing. Where is the maiden who knelt at his side? We gowned her in scarlet, and chose her our bride. Ho, the bully rover Jack, reaching on the weather tack, right across the lowland sea. So it's up and it's over to Stornoway Bay. Pack it on. Crack it on. Try her with the stunsails. It's off on a bowl in the Stornoway Bay, where the liquor is good, and the lasses are gay. Waiting for their bully Jack, watching for him sailing back, right across the Lowland Sea. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.